JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, International Women's Day Symposium and Concert planned for this Thursday. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Jamaica. The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's search for oil and gas is moving forward. In March 2018, exploration company Tullow Oil will conduct the first ever 3D seismic survey in the waters off Jamaica's south coast. A survey vessel will capture detailed 3D images of rock layers beneath the seafloor to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. If the results are positive, the next phase could involve the drilling of an exploratory well. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
The Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport is spearheading a slew of events in celebration of International Women's Day, IWD, on Thursday, March 8. Among them is the IWD concert being held in collaboration with the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, AHF. Some of the nation's major headliners will take the stage at the free 3-hour concert scheduled for 6 p.m. at the National Indoor Sports Center in Kingston. They include Queen Ifrika, Bounty Killer, Judy Mowat, and Carlene Davis. Other artists such as iOctane, Nesbeth, and Tony Rebel will represent the male voices on issues including gender-based violence.
It has to be a gender issue. Men has to be at the table in any discussions. Some of the aggressors in terms of domestic violence are men. How do you address this problem without having men at the table? We also need to recognize that domestic violence is also not gender specific. So we want the men to be there at the table, lending support to the cause to help and to bring attention to the issues being experienced by our women.
Senior advisor to the Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, Lenford Salmon. The event will also feature the launch of a song and video by the AHF, in collaboration with the Ministry and the Office of the Children's Advocate, entitled I Am Somebody, Don't Turn Your Back on Me, aimed at empowering young people. The concert will be preceded by a symposium at the Indoor Sports Center beginning at 10 a.m. under the theme Empowering Women and Girls in Science, Technology and Business with keynote speaker Gender Minister Olivia Grange. Goal 1, Outcome 3 of Vision 2030 is aimed at achieving effective social protection. This includes safeguarding the rights of our women and children, the elderly, and those with physical, psychological, and learning disabilities. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 906-446-324. And in a bid to honor influential women in Jamaican society, today we highlight a 20-year veteran of journalism. An investigative reporter and attorney at law, she shapes thoughts and opinions, challenges policies, and represents the voice of the public using television and radio. Name today's powerful woman when we return.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force Choir and Band in concert under the baton of DSP Winston Woolcock, Music Master, and ASP Heston Booth, Choir Director, at the Webster Memorial Church, 53 Halfway Tree Road, on Sunday, March 25 at 5 p.m. For further information, call 476-6053.
Today's female trailblazer is Dion Jackson Miller, president of the Press Association of Jamaica. And on our community notice board, the Passage Fort Housing Scheme will host its biennial general meeting and election of officers this Saturday, March 10, beginning at 7:30 p.m. All residents are invited to attend. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA with studio engineer Joel Samuels. I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.